Welcome to The Startup Show. I'm your host, John Biggs. In every episode of The Startup Show, we talk to an amazing entrepreneur about how they do what they do. We'll explore tactics, tricks, and techniques for building some of the coolest things on the planet. Thanks for listening and enjoy. Welcome back to The Startup Show. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Max Kolish. He's the CEO of Dover. Welcome, Max. Tell us what Dover's up to.
Thanks. Yeah, nice to be on here. So Dover is a recruiting platform for startups. We've been working on it for a little over 5 years. And basically what we do is automate large swaths of recruiting for small businesses and for startups. Most of what companies do when it comes to recruiting is extremely similar. If you poke inside a recruiting department or a day in the life of a recruiter, it's like 80, 90% of the same stuff. And it's a lot of reinventing the wheel. And so what we do is we just plug into any company and give them all the basics they need to run a really good recruiting process, starting with a free applicant tracking system, which helps you post jobs, review candidates, and just manage your whole interviewer workflow, and then build lots of cool stuff on top of that, like sourcing, scheduling, and then full cycle recruiting sort of at the top layer.
Mm-hmm. So that's always kind of like a... It's kind of always like a dream, right? To work with startups. Is it working well doing recruiting for startups like that? I mean, startups don't have a lot of money, right? So that's one of the biggest issues.
Yeah, it's a great question. So we kind of started scaling the company a lot back in 2019, 2020, when COVID hit, startup hiring was off the charts. And so we actually grew a ton during that time. It was really, really hard to find great talent. And we could charge large amounts of money, and we were sort of the best in class solution if you really want to find top talent. Now, we're still really important when it comes to finding top talent, but the market has flipped. The supply side and the demand side and jobs has flipped, specifically with startups. Google and Facebook, all the bigger companies slowed down hiring, and so it's made startup hiring a lot less competitive than it used to be. And so you can post a job to LinkedIn, to Indeed. And I actually get like 1,000 applicants and probably, 20, 30 of them will be good. So
Really?
Kind of a mixed bag, right? If you're a startup right now, it's a lot easier for you to hire. Yeah, that's right.
So okay.
I would say it's a little bit, to answer your point about the budgets, I think there's a question of startups are really not willing to pay for a lot of stuff, like you said. But when it comes to hiring and you're hiring your fifth engineer or your 50th employee or something, those are pretty important decisions, right? You're not 100,000 people where it's just a process and kind of cog in the machine. So startups are actually willing to pay a lot of money for finding really good candidates and making sure the best candidates have a really good experience through their hiring process. And what we found is actually like startups don't pay a lot for recruiting software. And that's exactly why we give away our recruiting software for free. What they do pay a lot for is services. So like agencies, contract recruiters, and obviously like full-time recruiters. And so what we do is we provide those services just a lot cheaper because they're tech enabled.
Okay. Yeah. So what's the difference between like you guys and like an Indeed, right? What's the biggest differentiator?
Yeah, there's kind of a few categories of recruiting companies. So Indeed it falls squarely into job board. So they're a marketplace. They have companies that post jobs to Indeed, and then they have candidates that go to Indeed and look for jobs. Indeed is really an advertising business. They're really good at putting job ads in front of candidates. So more like web ads, mobile ads, things like that. But to use Indeed, you usually want a recruiter, right? Some recruiter needs to talk to your hiring managers, figure out what makes this job special, figure out how to highlight it, figure out what the comp should be, what the requirements should be, kind of negotiate that part, post it to a bunch of different places. So Indeed, probably you want to post to 5 to 10 other job boards to make sure you're getting lots of applicants and the right ones. And then when those applicants are actually coming in, manage those applicants through your process, approve the good ones really quickly, reject the bad ones so you don't create a negative candidate experience, and then manage them through the interview process. So we're more in that second category. We kind of sit on top of Indeed and all these other job boards to manage them. So it's a different layer of abstraction, I would say, a little bit higher up.
Okay. All right. What has been some of your challenges thus far? I mean, obviously it's hard to sell into that market. What have you guys been doing to do that?
Yeah. So we luckily have been able to grow really organically with startups. We are a startup, and my two co-founders and I have started companies before. So it's very relatable, the problem that we've had. And I think we've differentiated really well on the fact that we are a recruiting product for founders and for business leaders, not just for recruiters. It's kind of a little bit of an oxymoron, right? It's like, you'd imagine a recruiting product probably for recruiters. It's like, well, not really, right? My analogy is always, you know, exec recruiting, right, is something that exec recruiters pretty much exclusively work with CEOs. That's a recruiting product or service that's built for not a recruiting buyer. But it turns out for startups, every hire is as important as an exec hire, right? Again, your early engineering team, your early sales team, your marketing team, right? Those should have the same level of high touch and discretion and things like that as a as an exec hire in the later stages. So what we do is we've been able to really effectively differentiate on that front, that we're a recruiting product for founders and for business leaders. And so we got a really good brand name. Lots of startups know us. If you're, you know, a seed Series A company, we're kind of the go-to solution now. Upmarket, there's obviously different solutions. When you're 1,000 people or more, Dover's probably not the best fit necessarily for you. But within startups, we've been able to grow a ton through word of mouth. That's our main growth channels, word of mouth and referrals.
What are some of your best practices when it comes to word of mouth? Getting that, like becoming like the top in a single niche is actually pretty badass. So how did you guys do that?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's still a work in progress. Part of the answer is just a long grind over years, right? I think with a business like ours, I guess the thing I'll say first is providing an actually good customer experience is the main thing, right? Like you can post on LinkedIn as much as you want. You can post, you know, you do referral programs as much as you want, but if you're not actually delivering results, it's not going to work. The biggest thing that we've learned is, we can say something 10 times about how we offer this and that, but if a customer organically says something about like, hey, I used Dover, I filled this, you know, our first testimonial ever, I remember 5 years ago, was like, hey, I was looking for these two roles for 9 months, and then we brought on Dover, and we both were filled within 6 weeks. Like that sort of thing from, you know, an organic referral that you didn't ask for from the customer's mouth, that's irreplaceable. And then we do stuff around, you know, obviously building case studies around those, promoting those on LinkedIn and you know, building on top of that. But fundamentally, I think, yeah, the question is like, you need to provide such a good experience that people really want to tell others about it.
What are some of the things that you guys have been doing to make sure that that's happening?
Yeah, early on, there was kind of a build out phase where we're like, okay, we need to build out case studies. We need to build out testimonials. Now we have a page. If you go to dover.com/love, there's like 60 or 70 testimonials built out. And it's just like, you know, it was kind of intentionally this page where I was like, it seems like referrals are working really well. How can we like, you know, throw a lot of them at one person at the same time? And so it's kind of meant to be a little bit overwhelming in that sense where it's just like quote after quote after quote. And more recently, what we've been doing is, you know, just trying to stay in the conversation as much as possible. So whenever somebody posts a nice thing about us on LinkedIn, we'll try to repost that, try to promote it, maybe put like, you know, $50 or $100 of ad spend behind that just to get more visibility for those things. With our ATS, the ATS is free. So historically, you know, we only had products up until about a year ago, we only had products that you had to pay, you know, at least $2,000-$3,000 a month for. So it kind of limited the customer base to only those. And that's a good referral, but you have a paying customer referring another pretty expensive paying customer. With the ATS, it's a lot easier to refer, right? It's a lot easier to be a customer of a free thing, and it's a lot easier for you to be like, hey, this thing's free, you should try it out to your friends. So we've really been kind of trying using that to spin the referral flywheel. There's obviously a lot of PLG motion around, getting people to invite others. Obviously, people switch companies a lot. At our scale, like people are switching companies constantly, so we kind of have processes to somebody leaves, like,
oh, interesting.
Join a new company, we remind them, hey, like, you used Dover before, do you want to use Dover again at your new company? So we call that like a lateral sales flow. And there's a bunch of other little sort of tricks along the way.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, look, sounds like this is more of a marketing game than a sales game per se, because your marketing is, first off, your marketing is all about referrals. It's all about, hey, these guys are great, you should try them. And second off, you guys are actively attacking it from a front that's fairly unique in that lateral move and those reshares and reposts and things. Give everybody kind of like warm fuzzy feelings.
I think in recruiting, it's really important to do that stuff, because I don't know if you've I'm sure a lot of people listening to this are founders and stuff, and you just get so many recruiting emails or from recruiters trying to sell their services, and they all look exactly the same, right? It's like, hey, we have this one great candidate. Like, do you want to talk to them? And then they kind of bait and switch you and give you some worse people. And that's like the agency model. Or people will be like, hey, we can like have the cost of your recruiters because we're so efficient and fast. And it's like, and they're all just saying the same words, right? And I'm like, well, we can say the same words and they would be true for us. Like, I know they're true, but it doesn't seem like a compelling sales strategy, right? It doesn't seem like a compelling way to actually build your brand. So, you know, we've had to do that because again, like on the services side, it just doesn't, there's no, you know, you can't like try it per se. You can't be like, oh, let me just like poke around in there and see what it looks like. Like you actually want to see the results, right? It takes like, I don't know, at least 3 weeks, maybe 4 to 4 to 8 weeks to make a hire. Right. And that's usually when people are like, oh, cool. I see the value. Cause everything up until you make a hire is just busy work, right? You're like, we're asking you to do stuff. We're asking you to do interviews. We're asking you to review candidates, right. As the customer. And so if you just use it for a week, you'll be like, well, yeah, I just did a bunch of busy work. You need to actually see that outcome. So it's really important for, I guess, for services businesses more generally. Obviously, for the product side of the business, for the ATS, and for other product businesses listening out there, it's much better if you can just have people self-serve onto it, try the product out, and then you don't have to play the game of like word salad via cold email or whatever.
Yeah, interesting. So yeah, you have a little bit more hands-on. You can't just like get somebody to pop in and just give it a go because it's a fairly delicate operation in the first place. What made you pick recruiting?
The classic answer, I guess, that most founders pick recruiting is you struggle a lot with it at your previous company. And then when we were starting back in 2019, a lot of the AI stuff was taken off. So we were actually one of the early users of GPT-3. We might have been one of the first production users of GPT-3 back in 2020. And so kind of our vision was like, look, some of these tasks, especially around scheduling and sourcing, so the two sort of like lowest level tasks of recruiting, they could probably be fully automated at this point. Up until then, it was like there's a lot of Chrome extensions and assistants to do that, but you're still doing like, you know, a click per candidate or like writing something per candidate. And we were like, look, this is pretty solvable. And so we spent the first year and a half really of the company kind of automating that. That was our first goal where we were like, we think we can do this and that'll go somewhere. And so that was how we got started. That was really popular, especially specifically the sourcing product was extremely popular. Still is, but during 2020 was extremely popular.
Oh, sure. And what's next for you guys? What are you up to next?
Yeah. So right now we're focused a lot on growing the applicant tracking system. So there's a lot of, I guess, just for context on what that is, right? It's there's a ton of applicant tracking systems out there. There's Ashby, Greenhouse, Lever. Some of them are new. Some of them are older. They haven't built new features in a long time. Ours is really, you know, we see the writing on the wall. We think AI is going to commoditize this space a lot. So software will get easier to build. And ATSs are sort of this layer of software that's been around for a really long time with very low innovation. So what we said was, hey, we're actually just going to give this away for free. And our vision, you know, like most recruiting companies probably, but our vision is to help every company build an amazing team and have all the tools in place that they need to hire the best talent that they can. And part of the issue that we see is a lot of people just don't know where to start. They're like, oh, maybe I'll just like try this one thing that my friend told me about, right? As opposed to just having this foundation of best practices that's kind of tailored to your company. So when you plug into Dover's ATS, you can, you know, get a free careers page. You can post a job to the top job boards that we'll recommend based on your specific role. We'll help you figure out what you're actually hiring for specifically and how to look for that person, how to interview that person. So there's a lot of like built-in best practices, if you will. And it just really up-levels your game. A lot of companies are switching out from other ATSs, but a lot of companies are also, you know, they might be using Notion or Airtable or Google Docs or something for their job descriptions and telling people to like email them to apply and stuff like that. And that kind of works okay sometimes, but it's really easy to shoot yourself in the foot in 50 different ways if you're doing stuff like that. So we just kind of tie it all together. Anyways, we launched that about 10 months ago now, and that's been growing really well. It's specifically targeted towards sub 100 person companies. So if you're sub 100 employees, you probably have the founders are fairly involved. The business leaders, you know, the CXOs or heads of whatever are very involved in hiring. And it's really built around those workflows to save you lots of time when you're hiring because those people care about their time and they're not spending, they don't want to spend 8 hours a day in an ATS. So yeah, that's really the focus, growing that. And it's free. So sign up, you know, you get started in 30 minutes.
All right. Thanks. This has been actually really interesting. It's nice to see a startup that actually caters to startups actually making money, which is a fairly rare thing in my experience.
That's true.
Actually being successful. So very good.
Yep.
All right. So, Max, thank you for joining us. What's the site? Dover.com?
Yeah, Dover.com, D-O-V-E-R.com. And then there's a get started for free big button. Click that one.
All right, perfect. I'm John Biggs. This is the Startup Show. We'll see you next episode.